Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 22nd of April of the year 2020. Our thought for the day is: do you think people would have paid more attention to the first rule of Fight Club if they'd mentioned, when they said don't talk about Fight Club, that it's illegal to have a Fight Club? And happy birthday today to Vladimir Lenin, who had some good ideas and some gory executions of those very ideas. Also happy birthday to Immanuel Kant, who argued that the rightness or wrongness of actions does not depend on their consequences, but on whether they fulfill our duty. The worst philosopher for a comedian, where our successful fulfillment of duty is almost entirely gauged by its response. Also, a bad way to bang. I'm ticking all the boxes, Jennifer! I'm ticking all the boxes! Also, happy birthday today to J. Robert Oppenheimer, who fulfilled his duty and created the atom bomb, only after which point he realized that he'd caused untold suffering and a potentially world-ending weapon, famously saying, "I am become death, destroyer of worlds," which is a bad way to find out you're definitely not a Kantian. And on this day in history in 1500, Portuguese explorers discovered Brazil, proving that colonialism isn't a purely British pastime, and eventually inventing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, the sport played by every young male member of the intellectual dark web. Speaking of the intellectual dark web, your guest today is a man's man, recently having completed his virtual book tour, How to Be a Man's Man, A Guide for Men. Welcome back to the show, James Nokise.
Hey, Alice. Or as we say in New Zealand, don't touch me, bro.
Coming up today, we'll be discussing some of the countries that are doing a good job right now. But first, some headlines we won't have time for. In the news today, the Wiggles government in Italy is providing aid for its citizens by instituting a universal basic income based on the old Roman legionnaires' pay scale, including a wooden sword for training and a ration of salt. In exchange, citizens are expected to do fun shield and gladius drills every day at a responsible social distance. And after Virgin Australia went into voluntary administration on Tuesday, members of its Velocity Rewards loyalty program have risen up in protest. The airline's loyalty program has told Velocity members that they will no longer be able to flaunt their gold, silver, or platinum status as a mark of esteem within society, and it may well be the final straw in the collapse of the airline loyalty aristocracy. The elaborate class system that grew up around the Virgin loyalty program was complex but intensely meaningful to its members, marked by whether they were peasants, merely accruing points for simple items, or whether they were allowed full lounge access and the potential for eating a free cold hard-boiled egg at any hour of the airport day or night. A hotline has been established for those suffering psychological impacts from the news. And Harry and Meghan have publicly cut ties with UK tabloids with a ruthless letter to publishing houses telling them to get Sources close to the couple suggest it might be the next step in their militant campaign to dethrone Queen Elizabeth and rule what remains of the British Empire by might. It's hard to run a rebellion when people are constantly speculating about your private lives. We await further events. You following all that news, James?
I mean, sort of. Is it news? I feel like there's kind of bigger events going on in the world right now. Maybe we should be paying attention to.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the coronavirus, sure. And now it's time for your ad section. Your ad section now, because capitalism without adequate regulation is the wolf that will eat the sun. Who doesn't love juice? Apple juice, orange juice, pineapple juice, a pair of juicy thighs. Now try Sky Juice, the juice of the sky. Half a glass of Sky Juice, also known as water, has all the refreshing qualities of other juices with zero calories and a subtle, complex flavor profile that reflects its artisanal process. Sky Juice. That cloud's good for a milkin'. Sky Juice, the essence of the clouds. Get some into you today. This episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Carpet. If you've ever wanted a place to hide your skin flakes and dust mites, Carpet is the floor for you. Warm, comforting, deeply allergenic, and impossible to clean certain fluids fully out of, Carpet is a terrible solution to the problem of floors. Unlike rugs, Carpet covers all of your floor and never goes away, so you can't put it in the sun or beat dust out of it like a 50s housewife or ever change it ever. Carpet, like floor, just more.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story today. James Nokise, you are our top story correspondent. What is happening in the countries that are dealing with the coronavirus crisis quite well?
Well, Alice, the countries who are handling the coronavirus well all depends on what media you're paying attention to. Because if you're listening to the right kind of media, you might see countries like Greece or South Korea, Singapore, New Zealand, even Australia, all handling the virus responsibly and well. Of course, if you listen to the wrong media, then you probably think that America is doing amazing right now. Now, if you look at Europe, there has been epicenter after epicenter. We've had Italy, we've had Spain, France is coming up, but not in Greece, because Greece has had one amazing tactic: being poor. The Greek response has come from one fixed point. They don't have the money to deal with this shit. And so they looked at the pandemic coming and they were like, we can't afford any of this. And so they went hard and fast and just locked down everything as early as possible.
Yeah, it wasn't like, but what about the economy? They're like, the economy's shut it all down.
Exactly. They were like, who's worried about the economy? Who remembers the economy? What's economy?
Well, anyway, it was only every third person going to work 2 days a week from 1 till 4 p.m. Like, it wasn't.
But as we always say, if Greece is doing it first, it's probably a cornerstone of Western politics.
I do say that a lot. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, Mini Alice, and Christopher, you're Mini Alice today, James. On the 13th of January, your public health spokesman, Nish Kumar, said, this is a quote, the big public health crisis of 2020 is likely to be people getting electric shocks from f***ing sex robots. Could you ask him if he stands by that prediction for 2020? In light of the coronavirus. Also, could you add a travel advice section to your podcast? I'm now ignoring all other less reliable news sources and I don't know if it's safe to go out. Sincerely, Deeka. Got any advice for Deeka there, James?
Well, as the South Pacific Nish Kumar, I feel I can respond best to this question. I'm actually filling in for Nish, a bit of behind the scenes for listeners there. I was not meant to be here. Nish was meant to be here, but unfortunately he's still recovering from the robot sex orgy he was in last night. He's buried under a whole bunch of robotic limbs.
Yes.
But to travel, now travel advice, all I can really say is just go to your garage or outside if you can't afford one, and just jump in your car if you can't afford one, and put your seatbelt on and and you turn on that car and you just enjoy the hum of the car. And that's really all you can do. If you're in the garage, don't reverse, especially if the door's down, but just enjoy being in your car and going nowhere. It's like an 80s song you almost remember.
Well, my advice, Dika, is you can travel anywhere in your imagination. Use your imagination to travel anywhere you want in the world. Go to otherwise dangerous places. Stand on the edge of a volcano. That sounds like fun. Skydive. Go to one of the hot zones for fighting or something. But just make sure that you do it while not leaving the house. Draw pictures. Maybe paste them onto the insides of your windows so it looks like you're looking at admirable vistas. Change the environment within if you can. I'm afraid that's all the travel advice I have for you now because we've come to the end of our show. Thank you for writing in. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can subscribe to this podcast so it automatically downloads every episode every day. And your guest today on the podcast was Mr. James Nokise. James, have you got anything to plug?
Actually, I'm going to be doing a book tour soon with Nish. Nish and me are doing a new joint project called The Joy of Sex with Robots. So that's going to be coming out both in hardback and digital.
You're providing the man's perspective on that.
Yes, and Nish will be providing the robots.
Well, look out for that in your computer. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is now available on Amazon Prime, and the executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, to whom we say, as we say every day, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.